USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A Georgia man is facing multiple murder charges in the shooting spree that killed 8 people in metro Atlanta. Robert Long faces 8 murder charges and 1 count of aggravated assault. He's accused in the Tuesday shooting spree at 3 metro Atlanta spas. The Internal Revenue Service says it's postponing the tax deadline by more than a month. The IRS is giving people until May 17th to file their federal income taxes. In a statement, IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick said that the agency wanted to do everything possible to help taxpayers navigate the unusual circumstances related to the pandemic. He also recommended checking to see if your state has changed its deadline, as not all states use the same filing deadline as the IRS. And D.C. police say they've arrested a man with a rifle and ammunition near the vice president's residence. The Texas man was initially detained by the Secret Service near the Naval Observatory where the vice president's residence is located. Police say they found a rifle and ammunition in his car. The suspect is now facing multiple weapons charges. This is USA Radio News.
What kind of career are you looking for? Do you dream of using your creative talents in the movie business? How about the advertising world? Or would you rather work in fashion? At Academy of Art University, we can help you get the art and design skills and experiences that employers want. Hundreds of top companies in the Bay Area and around the world have hired graduates from the Academy. You'll be trained by professional faculty members that have worked in the industry, so your education is practical and focused on what real-world companies want. You can get your degree at our San Francisco campus or anywhere online. Do what you want to do with your life. Call right now to get more information.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.